Today, the Holy Spirit really came on Brother Freedom in a very powerful way. We hadn't even started the recording equipment, and he was just trying to tell me about something that was happening, that was a situation that he was working on, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came down upon him, and he stopped in mid-sentence, and his hands grasped each other and went up in a kind of a shape of a prayer mode, and he began to speak in tongues. Very strongly, and I ran up and started the recorder because that's a warning to me that the Holy Ghost is about to pour something out, and I know that it's a prayer. When these things happen, it's usually not an interpretation of tongues. What it is a powerful Holy Ghost inspired prayer that goes up into glory and somehow unlocks a door. And that door opens and a message is delivered from heaven. And that's what came today. And you'll be hearing that in a few moments. So God bless you. And I pray that you'll receive it. You may not receive it if you don't set it on the shelf. Don't judge it because it's from God. The Lord was in this room in a powerful way. God bless you.
For I, the Lord thy God, have heard this day, says the Spirit of God. I say, I am not slack concerning my promises. As many of my people think I am, I'm not slack. I know all things, I remember all things, and I say, I take well-doing in doing things right. And I have sought for people, I sought for a group, I sought for men, I sought for women, I sought for boys, girls, I sought the multitudes, but I say many are far from me this day. I say their organizations, their places they fellowship, is many times not of me. It's in their own counsel, in their own leadership, in their own calling. It disturbs me this day, says the Spirit of God, to see these ones to prance around, to all they got good tidings of great joy, and yet at their heart they're wicked. In their heart they're far from me this day. They promise things that they cannot fulfill. And I have been good to them many through these years. I've played with them and helped them to grow. But I figured one day they would grow to that depth that they would actually need me and tell the world that they need my help. They need my pronouncing. I would pronounce the things that are holy and I would pronounce the things that will bring them defeat. But they do not want that in their ways. For I'm looking for what this world calls the peculiar people. Did not my words a peculiar people zealous of good works? I wish for my people and I sought for a people that would walk in holiness. My word declares, without holiness, no man shall see or please me. And I say, my people that are called by my name are far from me. Did not my word say, my people are called by my name, if they shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will not I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins and heal their land? Am I unjust, says the Spirit of God, to what correction? Am not I able to bring correction? Am not I able to bring the word? And I say, they're even changing my word many places. They come and play with my word interpretation when they lose the meaning. They lose what I have spoken. And I say, how clumsy would this land that you live in be, and which it will be, but they change the laws. They change the judgment. And when this happens, there's troubles. And I say, there's troubles in those that call their name by my Spirit. There's trouble there because they're not taking heed to my word. They're taking more heed to the will of their hearts. They want to do the things that's despicable without wholeness. They want to walk ugliness and they don't love what I love. My people which call by my name shall love my mercy. They'll love my truth and they'll love to be set free. They'll want to walk in my holiness. They will want to hear from their God that created them. They will want to have His seal of approval on their lives. Those people will want to perform and my love. They want to be extreme for me, said the Spirit of God. And I say, but I do not see that in my people. Many have a form of me, but they deny my power thereof. And I say, that's what's wrong in this land today. I can pronounce it out real fast. They have withdrawn, I'm going to say it again, withdrawn from my Holy Ghost. They have withdrawn from my spirit. And I say, it vexes me. It brings me down to a place of not knowing myself what I should do with these doing these things. I say, I will judge them. I love them. Many started real well. Many started at a time when my spirit moved mightily. But today they're far from it. And they say, they make declaration, they do not need that no longer because they've grown bigger than the one that give them the word. And I say, that is very far from me. And their fatherless promise is going to separate them from me, says the Spirit of God. And I say, I am a plan for man. But they think they have the plan. And I'll guarantee them very shortly, their plans are not going to work. And they're going to lose what they have. They're going to lose the shirts off of their back. They're going to lose their health, their strength. They're going to lose the power. They're going to lose their whole human endeavor. And that human endeavor will take them down to a place that they won't know how to come out of it. It's going to be like a great bottomless pit that they will not be able to crawl out of it. I say, my people need to wake up. The enemy is rampant everywhere, and my people do not see that. They don't see that. He is rampant in every street corner, every place. You feel him. You sense him if you're where you should be. But I say, they don't fear him. They don't see him. Everything's just great, and they're going to have another 1,000 years upon this earth, and they're promising their congregation, you're going to have much, much wealth, you're going to have much being, you're going to have perfect health, you're going to have all these things that only I can give them. Don't they think that I'm stupid? I'm not stupid, says the Spirit of God. And they're the stupid ones because they cannot understand that I command all things. I birth all things. I made this universe. I made the heavens and the earth, said the Spirit of God. Am not I able to keep it? Am not I able to call that day of canceling it out? And I say that canceling out is going to come pretty shortly. And I say, when this heaven passes away and this earth passes away, behold, I will bring forth a new heaven, a new earth, where dwelleth righteousness. Don't you get that, my people? Don't you get that through your thick skulls? I say, you need to birth this because you're going to miss eternity. You're going to miss what you worked. You worked so hard there, my people. You have worked in your home, the homes. You've worked getting people saved, but you forgot that you must keep people saved after you get them saved. And that takes me through following your God, your heaven. You can't follow your own humanistic way and make it come out to be a plus. It's a minus. It's a minus. And minuses never win. You have to be a plus this day. For I, the Lord, have called thee this day, and my witness will be here, but my power, I'm here to set you free, those that want it. Those that do not want it, go on in your own way. You will have to answer. And I say the one that's speaking is not going to have to answer. But I say those out there, you may think he's not what he should be, but I'll guarantee you, said the Spirit of God, he will not have to answer, but he will be blessed. And you need to take counsel this day. You need to take counsel. It's not by him. He spent years and years being able to hear from me. And I say it's truly from me this day. It's from the highest, from the north, the farthest out. None of you even know. But he's hearing me because I'm speaking to his heart. And I will touch you this day. But I say those that come against him, I will take his side. I'll bless him. And I'll move upon him. And I'll help him. And I shall preserve him to this time of offset that's coming. And I say, if you come against him, you'll come against me, says the Spirit of God. If this were not true, he would die at this moment. But he's living. He's living because he's speaking the truth. God bless you all, says the Spirit of God. Bless you. Glory. Wow. God spoke. God spoke. Mother Clinton, God spoke. I guess everything's okay. He said a blessing. I could argue with you. Father, I love you, come with you. I love you, Father, come with you. I got sent in your car today. I got sent in the back seat. Oh, glory to God. You're right here with me. Lord, your presence is full of joy. Right hand. Oh, I feel it right now. Oh, come, I see the. I have loved you, Father. Oh, I praise you. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Savior. I pray you'd manifest yourself in my heart in a deeper way. I wish to have an ultimate power in this last hour to do thy will. Help me this day. Help me to be obedient to thy will. But you told me to walk very cautiously. And I take this 39th chapter, and I know you're telling me right now, I'm to take heed of that. And I'm to take a low profile. Father God, help me to keep that low profile like I've been. And that's what you want. You told me that before today. But I wish to do that. I want to be obedient. Father, you're so wonderful. I don't have no more hay fever. I don't have things that I used to have. Glory to God. You've given me a new life. You've given me a new blessing. Hallelujah. I'm happy. I'm happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm strong this day and you this day. Hallelujah. Alive. I'm alive. That church should be alive like me. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to have to cool off. I'm living in this world, but I cannot. Lord's not going to do any favors. I gotta go right through all these. But I do thank Him. I was, oh, glory. All right now. Thank you, Father. Oh, He has a way of coming in my mind. He let me know all's okay. I didn't get killed either. I'm not like the priest that's got to be drawn out. And I'll guarantee if you speak wrong in His name, you're going to be drawn to the side. Mm-hmm. And that's the proof of the pudding. Makes you scared. We need to be scared. We need to take counsel. Our God. These people, they went to seminaries and cemeteries, and they're out here preaching the word, the world. Oh, if you'll come down to my place. Lord, let me say this. If you come down to my place, you're going to be okay. See, they're guaranteeing it. God's the one that guarantees this. But you listen. I'm so sick and tired, fed up of what I hear. It's detestable. It's not nothing like we just heard. God, you speak to me every day like this. The final rise. Lincoln, put your hand up. Heal up.
I humbled myself all those years. And I'm still going to humble myself. Not going to say nothing. Only when God wants me to.
See, we're supposed to be obedient to God. Whatever elevation we are, my help comes to the Lord. Don't come from nobody else. It's not going to come from anybody I know. It's going to come from Him. Why should I want to please? I want to please the one that my help comes from. I guess I'm selfish. I want to do the will of God. I want to live in His presence, in His fullness, His awesome being, the soul. In this last hour, unless we have the Spirit of God, we're going to come up absent. You're going to come without mercy. You're going to find yourself sick in body. You find yourself without any money. You're going to be bankrupt in all areas. You're going to come in this world, and here you had all lavish living, and pretty soon you've had fine homes. I heard in Detroit, they're selling homes there for $10 a home. Detroit. And that's right, which it probably is right. The Word of God has shown me it is. That is a sign that things are going to get bad, not just there, but everywhere. There's much loss of homes, properties, and it's going to break the insurance companies. The United States cannot pay all of the debt that's going to be. There's no way you can make paper money to pay back. There's floods. There's home wrecks. There's terrible things happening every day here. Every day. But that's God. That's His department. God controls the weather. Don't you, simpletons, don't you know that? God controls the weather. And He makes His face shine upon the just and the unjust. He does it with His mighty hand. The shade. Don't you understand? Living for God means that His umbrella will be in your life always. Even though you're in trouble sometimes, even when you don't feel like it, He's still there. He don't leave you. Those are times you walk in faith, but he's still with you. My faith will take me through. And that's when we start growing. But we don't start assuming things that we know it's mine because I'm nothing. That's why God gives the Spirit. The Spirit is the intermediary between us and man. We hear from heaven. It comes by the Spirit of God into the innermost being of our hearts. And through that, the Word comes out. That's how it's done. Now you say, well, that can't be. Well, it is. That's the way he does it. He's done it ever since the beginning of time. God is not slack concerning his promise. That was in the Word. I remember that. Was long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God's seeing the time in your end time. But you got to do the middle time to get the end time. You're born because God had you to be alive in this time we're living. But you have a time, the time of your birth, the time, that's the time that you're supposed to have a plan. You're supposed to have the joy, the Lord, all these things that make up a live child. Many of us are dead. Many are dead to the Lord and alive to things of this world. It's got that backwards. You need to be dead to things of this world, alive in God. God bless you, people. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray that He'll make His face to shine on you. Many of you will think this is terrible, what for? But it's the Spirit of God, nevertheless. I don't know why He's doing it, but He called me. Clarify this. He called me 1977, which is quite a few years, to prepare for this day. And you deal with Him about it, not me. It's not my problem, it's His problem. He told me to tell you that, and so you got bad whims about it, that's okay. But I know I would be on my way to some place today if it wasn't from heaven. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. I've seen the healing power of God in many people. I've seen Him touch people, even while we're in this ministry here, and all over the world, just by speaking it into existence. It's the pilot system. We try and God gives the yump. That's what this ministry is. We try and we just speak it out and God gives the yump. He gives the answer. He gives the healing. He gives whatever the ministry is His. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you. Forevermore in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen.